Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday, cranking it up to 12. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request, plus four text line at 410-583-1057. Andrew Voorhees last year started the season as the starting left guard for the Ravens, then went down with an injury after three games. Andrew Voorhees was on the Lounge podcast and talks about returning from yet another injury.
Yeah, I mean, last year was interesting, just dealing with what I was dealing with in terms of my injury. Last year, learned a lot of great things, and going forward, I just think it's another notch in my tool, in my tool belt that I feel like I kind of lean back on in terms of adversity and grow and learn from it.
The big thing, you know, I got with him, Bob, is, you know, can I count on you for 17, like, my whole, the rest of my offensive line, they were there from start to finish. Can I count on you? I mean, that's the biggest thing. Does he have talent and stuff? Yes. But can I count on, why do you think the Ravens were looking for a guy? You know, I mean, they were considering an old lineman at 27. So are they, to me, that means they're not totally sold. And we'll see if Emory or Jones, you know, can be that guy or no boom. You know, it sounds like he may be more the swing tackle. I would think that, Bob, the only position that there'll be competition would be at left guard. Otherwise, everything, nobody else is really fighting for a job.
Here's Voorhees on the Lounge podcast talking about his feelings. How did you play when you did play last year, Andrew?
For those three games, just wow, like it's a lot different than college. You know, you see it and it's one thing to watch it, but when you go out there and experience it for yourself for the first time or first couple of times, right, for me, it was just fast paced. It was like, wow, this is it. This is what the highest level of football's like. So it was fun. I really enjoyed it.
And I think, you know, that showed. And what he's got to do is take that experience that he gained and, you know, look at this year and say, okay, I've been there. Now I know what's coming. And now I know how to prepare for what's coming. And, you know, because, I mean, Bob, how early on, I think it was like this time, I mean, they already anointed him the left guard last year.
He was like the chosen one.
Yeah, everything else was up for a fight other than him. So, yeah, he's got, and his body physically looks good. Just got to stay healthy. And he looked a little like unsure of himself starting out last year. And hopefully that confidence is there this year going in.
Can he duplicate McCary's performance, or is there a higher upside if he stays healthy at left guard?
He's bigger.
I'm not saying he's going to play all five spots like McCary did, but
at guard.
At guard, yeah. Can he be better than Patrick?
Probably have a better anchor. He's a bigger man. That would be the thing. And we'll see. I mean, Bob, McCary's going to get paid, you know, and McCary stepped up because I don't think anybody thought that he could. The reason he got paid? Durability. He stayed healthy the whole year. And that's the thing. I mean, if Voorhees plays, if he stays healthy and plays all 17 games, then they've got something.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest. Turn It Up Tuesday. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. You would figure as an offensive lineman, you're digging the fact that Baltimore likes to run the ball, right, Andrew Voorhees?
I mean, running the ball as an offensive lineman is awesome. Just multiple reasons, right? You just eat up the clock. You take away possessions from the opponents. You keep the chains going, and it is demoralizing to defenders when you're moving them off the ball and you're having great success.
I kind of wish he would have kind of said, instead of talking all the stats stuff, yeah, I like coming off knocking the crap out of people. That's what I like. You know, I get good angles. I get under people. I drive them, and I like pancaking dudes, you know. Kind of wish he would have been a little, instead of, it's demoralizing to other teams and stuff. You know, no, I'm going to kick some ass when I'm out there.
He didn't say that.
No, I know.
Tyler Linderbaum
That's he would have said it.
That's his sidekick. So Voorhees, what's it like playing next to an all-pro center?
Tyler, man, he's wise out there. He sees stuff that a lot of us don't necessarily see and is able to process and kind of predict stuff. So defensive coordinators are smart. They try to hide stuff and blitzes, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Tyler does a great job of sniffing it out. So it's incredible playing next to him. Just from his mental sharpness, but then obviously his physical ability as well. And you just see some of the stuff he's able to do out there, and it's just like, how? Like, so fast.
Bob, there's a big difference between O-line mentality and D-line mentality. What you're just listening to, that's definitely O-line mentality. You know, just talking about, oh, it's, you know, how he moves and, you know, he's... Sounds like a very smart, articulate dude, you know, whereas the D lineman, they'd probably be saying, you know, I'm going to go kick some ass. You know, the temperament is totally, that's an O-line temperament right there.
Now with Linderbaum, to get off topic just a second here, Hamilton, they picked up his fifth year option.
Yep.
Declined Linderbaum's. Henry's going to get an extension. Lamar's going to get an extension. Where does Linderbaum fit into this whole happy Rays mentality?
Yeah. I think the way that Eric does it, Bob, it, like you talk to all of them, and then whichever one is more willing to go, you know, quicker, or you have a, you know, let's say with Linderbaum, we got the comparables so we can get the parameters. You know, where we're in the same ballpark, wherever I'm in the same ballpark, you know, if I'm working four or five, whichever one I got the best feel for to get done right now, that's where I'm going.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, real quick. We know the Ravens drafted Tyler Loop, sixth round out of Arizona a couple weeks back to replace, we believe, Justin Tucker, who was released on May 5th. But John Hoyland was brought in, undrafted out of Wyoming. Only missed twice in 54 career attempts. Under 40 yards. Three of his four misses were from 50 yards or longer last season, whereas Loop's banging them from 70 in these Kyle Bowler like, hey, I can throw through the goalpost from my knees.
Yeah. Bob, I wasn't impressed with
Hoyland.
No, I was not impressed with. I just didn't see the leg strength. You know, I mean, yeah, you can make them inside of 40. Okay. You know, I mean, that what that does is that puts a lot of pressure on your offense because, you know, you don't have any, you got to go for it, you know, and you got to plan that way. You know, basically the opposite way you were planning when you had Tucker. Yeah. You know, with Tucker, you get to the, 43-yard line or so?
You're in field goal range.
Right. Now you got to get to the 30.
Yeah, Cundiff wasn't a big leg per se, but... I mean, he could get it if he had to. Hauska had a big leg.
Yeah, and Gano had a huge leg.
Yeah, but, you know, Stover was accurate in, not from distance. I mean, Tucker was a weapon that few teams have had on a consistent basis in the history of this league.
I think when you're looking at kickers, Bob, wasn't last year, like, historically for over 50, it was like crazy how many people were making them over 50? And I think college guys are... doing, you know, they come in being able to do those kind of things.